there's absolutely no reason to continue paying for lots of people who have accumulated wealth their entire lives.
Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie for Reason TV, and today we're talking with Véronique Duverger, a Reason columnist who covers economics for us, as well as an economist at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. Véronique, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
You have recently talked about how the Occupy movement, while they talk about class warfare, they've got the wrong class. Who should they be frustrated with?
When you look at the data, I mean, it's obvious that because of government policies, there is a massive transfer of wealth from the young and relatively poor members of the society towards the old and relatively wealthy member of society.
Right. And politically connected.
Now, they're politically connected.
In 1970, how much in terms of programs that are designed to help elderly people or retired people, Social Security, Medicare, parts of Medicaid, in 1970, what was the percentage of federal spending that was going to them, and what's it going to be now?
So roughly 20% in 1970s, and today we are at over 35% when we include Medicaid. Roughly a third of Medicaid spending goes to seniors. 2023, the share of government spending going to the elderly through Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid will be 50% of the whole budget.
And this is, you know, more than twice as much as defense spending, et cetera. What about the argument that if we don't keep spending more money on the elderly, they're going to be living in, you know, cardboard boxes, they're going to be eating cat food? Is that legitimate?
No, it's not a legitimate issue and a concern. And it comes from the fact that usually when you look at the elderly and you assess their poverty rates, you look at income. And of course, when you're retired and old, you don't make an income usually, or it's very small compared to the income you used to be making. When you actually look at consumption data and the wealth that the elderly have accumulated, and a lot of economists have been looking at this issue, you actually see that this particular class of Americans, their situations has improved dramatically in the last 20, 30 years. And you also see that they are faring way better than the younger Americans who actually are getting poorer and poorer compared to the elderly.
Okay, and so what's your preferred fix to this then? If, you know, if this system is, it doesn't make sense from a kind of moral point of view, and certainly not from a fiscal point of view, Medicare is a huge weight, you know, on the federal budget, what should we do?
I would be in favor of getting rid of the whole thing, taking care of poor people, basically moving away from an entitlement type situation where supposedly everyone gets something from the government, and move to a true safety net where we take care of the truly needy. But there's absolutely no reason to continue paying for lots of people who have accumulated wealth their entire lives and you know, and could be using this.
Well, I want to thank Véronique Duverger, a Reason economics columnist and an economist at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University, for talking with Reason TV. Véronique, thanks.
Thanks.
For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.